Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Cabell moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon scores. Cabell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cabell tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Paciorek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Cabell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and has Gibson trapped. There's the throw to Almon, who tags Gibson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon is called out on strikes. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to third. Morrison moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paciorek fields the ball and throws to Trout covering. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker bunts towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Baines reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Dave Tobik now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Bernazard applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Law pinch runs for Tom Paciorek. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cabell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the mound. Tobik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Morrison strikes out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-4 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Bernazard bunts towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-4 in the game. Luzinski is walked intentionally. Kemp moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salome Barojas now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-4 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-5 in the game, with two singles. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Whitaker scores. Lemon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Cabell moves to third. It's 6-4, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 3-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Herndon is walked intentionally. Gibson moves to second. Jerry Turner pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball towards right. Baines catches it and throws to home to double up Cabell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elias Sosa now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Morrison hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.